welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. On this week's show, we go back to the basics of craft beer, a review for some, new information for many, helpful tips for enjoying that luscious craft beer. As usual, we're joined by Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. First off, I'm a firm believer a good beer needs to be in a glass, if at all possible.
You want to take and pour that thing into a glass, because the cool thing about craft beer is not just the flavor of it, but also some of them are really beautiful to look at. You know, there's some reds and some hues and some goldens and different colors like that. Also, when you pour it into a glass, it lets you get the head up, and you want good head on a beer. And I know that sounds in some circles that sounds just crazy, but the head allows you to smell what's in the beer. Brewers spend a whole lot of time making sure we get not just taste but also aromas and clarity in a beer, and by pouring it out in a glass, you get a chance to appreciate some of that.
There's even a few experts who say give it an aggressive pour.
Right. We want to get this thing aggravated. And if you're pouring a nitro can, there's a way to do it too. So, you know, I won't lie to you and say I have never drinking craft beer out of a can. It's quite acceptable. But if you have the opportunity to sit down and pour it into a pint glass, please do. It's pretty good to look at.
Get that awesome beer into a glass. Take a good look at it. Get your nose down in there and take a good whiff.
You'll find that when those beers really start to open up and become pretty cool when you can really start smelling those flavors.
Well, so much of our taste is the smell. And you just can't get that out of the can or bottle as much.
Right. And you can perceive a lot about a beer just by the smell. And one way that people look for faults in a beer, or they try to understand beer, is they'll actually, and this is really nerdy, don't do this at home, don't do this at a party, they plug their nose when you drink the beer, and that actually kills a lot of those sensory, a lot of the things that you smell, so you can just focus on the taste, and that completely changes the perception and how it's...
Well, yeah, because when you have really bad cold, stuff just tastes weird.
Right, yeah, and that's no matter what it is. You can go eat hot wings, and they don't taste right. You're so much of your sense comes from the smell of it. So anyway, the good chance if you can get it into a glass, it'll taste a little bit different.
And make sure that glass is clean.
Yes, clean glass, beer clean glass. Usually you don't want to wash them out with a bunch of really harsh chemicals. Make sure once you wash them, you rinse them well. Here at the brewery and out in the tap room, we use a 3-vessel system to clean them, and we have some very specific detergents and very specific sanitizers to allow us to what is considered a beer clean glass, and it helps the head retention on the side. You know your glass is clean, that as you drink it, those telltale lines that kind of step down the side called Belgian lace, you know it's clean if it starts to stick to the side like that. That's a sign of a good pour, it's a sign of a good glass, and it's a sign of a good beer.
One absolute here, as far as I'm concerned, never, ever use a frosted mug or glass.
Puts water in the beer, and the thing about frost, and this is probably going to gross some people out, the frost that comes from the glass, if you have a frozen glass, is extracted from the air. And the majority of the water in the air is precipitate from people that are around there breathing. So the majority of the stuff frozen inside your glass has the potential to be frozen spit.
Just, that's really gross.
It's gross. I'm sorry, but that's the truth of it. Is there is a chance that as it draws the moisture out of the air to create the cool frost on the side, that's spit.
And now I hate those frosted glasses even more. Oh, just don't do it. More on the basics when Beer Untapped continues in a moment. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss craft beer basics. Now we agree, get that craft beer into a nice, clean glass. What kind of glass? Well, most people end up with a couple of favorites they use most often.
The American shaker pint glass that you'll see all over is pretty darn good for a lot of stuff. We do have some different sizes here at the pub, and a lot of that is for portion control as well. You know, there we have some 12 percenters. You probably don't want to serve in a 20-ounce English pint glass. That's just reckless. There are some benefits to getting some of the flavor concentrations of like barley wines and stuff out of snifters. There's, you know, there is some of that, but you don't feel that you have to go out and go buy 14 different pieces of glassware, you can probably get away with about four or five pretty good ones, and you've got the really the whole most of the gamut covered.
If you can, I'd suggest you get a good tulip glass for sure. Extremely versatile, will work well with nearly everything from IPAs and pale ales to Belgians and sours. Add a good pint glass, a snifter, a Belgian chalice, and you're pretty well covered. By the way, we did an earlier show on glassware. You can catch it online if you want to check it out. Another important thing to keep in mind, that beer is a perishable product.
When you're going to buy beer, try to find beers that have been cooled for their whole duration. You know, not to say brewers don't do a tremendous amount of work to keep beers stable and good even in warm conditions. More often than not, brewers bottle condition, meaning you want to keep them cold as to kind of preserve the flavors. Some craft brewers do not filter before they bottle. Often they do, but there's a potential not to. So if you're out looking for craft beer and you want to take a go at it, make sure you go to a place that has kept it cool.
Beer also really hates light.
Beer hates light. Oxygen and heat. Those are the kind of things. So if you find a beer that is well packaged, it's going to be cold, it's going to be well sealed, and it's going to be have high walls on the box to kind of keep the light out. There's a lot of craft brewers that use high wall long neck boxes. I think Sam Adams does that. They use a high wall box.
A lot of them do, just
to keep the light out of it.
Beer in a clear bottle can pick up off flavors from light exposure in just a matter of minutes. Also, some beers, especially hoppy beers, are best as fresh as possible. Good brewers will put a bottled on or drink by date on their beers.
Some beer styles are made to be drank fresh. Take a look at your born on dates on stuff, your bottled on dates. Good brewers put a bottle on date. There is an expiration date, but the expiration date is a little bit more involved to put on. Some brewers, like Stone, very famously even names their beers, and they
enjoy by,
right? But as beers sit on a shelf, unless they're very specific styles, they will shelf rot. There will be a point where the beer does not resemble what it used to be. There's nothing that'll hurt you. It's not, you know, beers don't. There's no pathogens that are going to grow in there, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Right.
But it will deteriorate. The product itself will deteriorate. So.
And sometimes they'll taste bad.
And yeah, they'll taste bad.
Grab yourself a craft beer, crack it open, pour it into a nice clean glass, take a good smell, and enjoy. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.